Today's audio tip is a bit of an abstract one, but bear with me because I think it's really important. It's an important area, and it's the area of storytelling. We all love stories, don't we? I'm in the process at the moment of reading a trilogy called The Void, and there's the Dreaming Void and the Temporal Void and the Evolutionary Void, and to be honest, you don't care about that, do you? Because that's not really the point. My point is that it's a really gripping story that is drawing me on every page. We're really intrinsically fascinated by stories. Storytelling grabs us, and a good story, whether it be a film or a book or whatever, draws you in and brings you into the process. You imagine yourself in the story, don't you? And actually, this is a kind of quite deep-seated thing in us, that in everything we do, we create stories. We imagine scenarios. So even something as mundane as, buying a book from Amazon, for example. Before we do that, our minds go through this mental process where we construct a story of what's going to happen. Now, sometimes that story is built on past experience of where we've been to Amazon before and we've bought a book, or in other occasions, we're imagining what we think the experience will look like. And as web designers and website owners, we need to consider those stories from lots of different angles. First of all, we need to consider, is the story that people are creating in their mind in line with what they're actually going to experience? Because if it's not, it can kind of throw things off. We need the story to be as similar to the reality as possible. Also, there are opportunities to use the power of storytelling to draw people into our sites and draw them on. So, for example, the obvious scenarios is our charity websites, where they tell you the story of a particular person and the hardship and the suffering that they went through. And they use that to motivate you into taking action. But stories can be used in more subtle ways as well. For example, if you want to communicate to your users the depth and breadth of expertise that you provide and give them a glimpse maybe behind the corporate facade at the people that they will actually be dealing with, were they to hire you or whatever, then you can do that through a story. And one of our clients, we recommended that they follow the story through of the production of the product, from the planners that come up with the ideas, the designers that design the product, through to the people that manufacture the product, through to the people that distribute the product and send it out, and the aftercare service and all these kinds of things. Because that story shows you the expertise and the quality of customer care that they will be providing. So think about your own business and your own website and what you're providing, and ask yourself two questions. Question number one is, does the experience of the website line up with the story that people have in their heads of what they will experience when they go to the website? And two, can you use the power of storytelling to communicate your messages better? Rather than just saying, we are the greatest, widget developer in the world, can you show that and demonstrate that through an engaging story that draws the user in? So spend a bit of time thinking about storytelling.